This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The UN Atomic Agency says there is no evidence North Korea has stopped its nuclear activities. A report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said the continuation and further development of Pyongyang's nuclear program is a cause for grave concern. Bruce Bennett is senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
President Trump agreed to meet with Kim Jong-un because Kim Jong-un said he was going to abandon his nuclear weapons. This is a classical North Korea bait and switch. Kim Jong-un promised one thing. He's now refusing to do any kind of denuclearization. And after his meeting in Singapore, he went home to North Korea, and according to several sources I have, he's briefed the senior elites that he was never going to give up his nuclear weapons, that they were key to regime survival.
Monday, President Trump told Reuters he believes the North has taken specific steps toward denuclearization, and he would most likely meet again with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump briefly touched on the matter during a campaign appearance late Tuesday in Charleston, West Virginia.
And we're doing well with North Korea. You know, these guys, it's been, 3 months since I left? These guys say, what's happening with North Korea? Hey, folks, they've been doing this stuff for 75 years, 3 months. What happened? I can tell you, and I got along very well with Kim Jong-un, and really well.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Tuesday announced sanctions on two Russian shipping companies and six vessels accused of transferring refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels in violation of U.N. sanctions. Russia's Interfax news agency quotes Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as saying the Taliban insurgency plans to take part in Afghan peace talks in Moscow September 4. He said the Kremlin has invited a dozen countries, including the U.S. The announcement following a series of Taliban attacks across the country. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, drastic new economic policies went into effect Tuesday, including a 96% devaluation of the currency, the Bolivar, in an effort to stem out-of-control inflation. The government of President Nicolas Maduro has cut five zeros from the currency and pegged it to a state-backed cryptocurrency, the Petro. Inflation in Venezuela has topped 82,000% as of last month. The plan includes a more than 3,000% increase in the minimum wage. The opposition called for a day-long halt in commercial activity Tuesday in protest.
Para mí no es la solución.
But Mary Catajón said paralyzing the country isn't the solution because it means workers won't eat. Paul Manafort, who served briefly as campaign manager for President Trump's 2016 campaign, was found guilty Tuesday of 8 of 18 charges against him in his federal tax and bank fraud trial. At the same time, Mr. Trump's attorney, Mark Cohen, pled guilty to 8 counts, including campaign finance violations and tax evasion. The president reacted as he left for a campaign appearance.
I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. Again, he worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. This is the way it ends up. And it was not the original mission, believe me. It was something very much different. So had nothing to do with Russian collusion. We continue the witch hunt.
Both Manafort and Cohen faced jail time. Prosecutors gave no sign. Mr. Trump himself is implicated in any wrongdoing. The U.S. Tuesday expressed deep disappointment by El Salvador's decision to break diplomatic ties with Taiwan, opting for recognition of mainland China. Washington said it's reviewing its relationship with San Salvador. In India's southern Kerala state, more than 1 million people are living in camps following days of heavy monsoon rains that caused widespread flooding. K.H. Shahabas is a camp volunteer.
People came from across this old Alua area. People count was about 10,000. We have faced a lot of problems, including water problems, electricity problems, food problems. We have served one food for the 5 people.
State authorities said they needed to borrow more than $1 billion for reconstruction. The disaster claimed nearly 400 lives. In Indonesia, an ethnic Chinese Buddhist woman from North Sumatra has been sentenced to 18 months in jail under blasphemy laws for complaining about loud mosque calls to prayer. The former Chinese governor of Jakarta was jailed last year for insulting the holy book Quran and lost his re-election bid. Two journalists in Cambodia were freed from jail Tuesday, a day after a land rights activist was pardoned in the wake of the widely criticized election that extended Prime Minister Hun Sen's 33-year grip on power. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.